Do you have a name for 2 weeks?
Hmm?
Do you have a name for 2 weeks?
No.
2 week period? Fortnight? Do you ever hear Fortnight?
Yes, I heard of that.
Uh-huh. Did you use that in your family?
Not very much. You see that name in the paper every once in a while, but I don't know what it comes.
Means 2 weeks.
Well, people call it fortnight. I don't think we ever did.
We had sunrise, sunup. We called the end of the day, the time at the end of the day.
Well, I thought we called that evening.
Yeah, well, I mean, just this particular time around 5 or 6 o'clock.
I don't know what.
Suppose somebody stopped by just around 5 or 6 o'clock or somewhere kind of around there, and then later your wife asked you, well, what time did Johnny come around yesterday? You'd say, well, I came around about, would you say, sunset or chore time?
Well, chore time. Chore time would be all right. Mm-hmm. That is, generally, what you'd call.
Did you ever say sunset?
Yes, yes.
Sundown?
Sundown. I expect you to say sundown.
Mm-hmm. Now the day before today is always
yesterday.
And the day after today?
The day after.
Any other way of calling?
No.
Well, I mean, Monday, today is Sunday and Monday is
tomorrow.
And what would you generally say when the second hand is down at the bottom?
Half past, or 6:30, or 7:30, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say half past. Half past the hour.
And well, let's see, 1961 we say is what? '62 is next year, so 1961 is
this year.
And this today is March the 12th, 1961. So we say that March the 12th, 1960 is exactly 1961.
Mm-hmm.
So March 12th, 1960.
A year later.
Well, no, back the other
back,
way.
Back the other way.
So it's exactly what? March 12th, 60 is exactly
1 year. I don't know. That's probably what you mean there.
What's another way of saying a year back? Exactly a year
last year.
It's exactly a year back, or it's exactly a year. I wonder if you said ago, year ago.
Year ago. Well,